No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.
Hi, my name is James Richards, and I'm helping you to be all you can be by all that God is.
So we're in a new year where most people use it as an excuse to do something new. And I get that because that's the pressure coming into a new year and to thank for where we've come from. And with the other forces that are constantly urging us to do better and go on and do more, it makes sense. We all want to improve, we all want to get to maybe better places than we did the previous one. It doesn't take a rocket science to know that a day change ain't going to do that. It's a change of mind, change of attitude, change of behaviour. And there's a lot of people are go-getters. I consider myself a go-getter. What kind of brought something in there, which is a permanent caution as you go forward, whatever you've planned, whatever you're deciding to do, whatever you want to put in, ease back for a sec and remember this when you do it, because the bottom line is we are very much a culture that defines ourselves on what we do, and really we're more than what we do. God looks at us as more than what we do. His commitment to us, to me and to you, is not to get you to be in a place where you can use a gift and serve his purposes first and foremost. And I know that might surprise some people, but it's not. So the franticness to find your gift in your calling, your skill, your ability, strength, you know, your passion, you name it, we need to chill, because there's something which is more important, a lot more important, and that's his commitment to us, which is to make us whole. Now, some people have issues with the word whole because it sounds seeker friendly, so they prefer the word holy, which is orthodox, but biblically speaking, if God making you whole, he's making you holy. If he's making you holy, he's moving on to make you mature, or as the Bible puts it, perfect. Well, perfect doesn't mean flawless, it means mature, and that's what he wants, and that's his commitment to us. And he does that by his first calling being about love. God called you so we can love you and make you right holistically before you do something which, you know, is amazing and get your success. For the Bible tells us that gifts make room for you in front of important people, so they are important. And if you get successful with things, you know, you'll make money, you'll grow in status, you'll grow in power, but that's actually a trap, because if you grow in all that and you are not whole, you're not mature, you will get eaten alive. You don't need me to give you examples, the world is splattered with them, but you will get eaten alive. And those who love us care more about us than the thing we do. That goes for God, goes for parents, goes for children. They care first and foremost about you when the chips are down. So why would God be any different? That's what I want you to remember before you go gung-ho into the thing that God has called you to. What he's called you to first is to be loved in a relationship with him and be made whole, mature, grounded, rooted. And if we're not reading the word in a way that helps us to be there, then we're not reading it right. And we're just falling into the same trap that the world uses. Let's think about it. Here's an example. You go to a job. It's set up to ask you, can you do the job? Do you have the skill? Do you have what we're looking for? And if you can, you could get the job. It could be yours. Now, They're not going to sit there and ask you, how are you personally? For the most part, that does not happen. And why would it happen? Because they're a business who needs a skill to get the job done, to get paid. That's the nature of business. But we cannot bring that into being God's child and life itself, because life is not about making money. Life is about growing as a person. And who better to help us do that than the one who made us? So remember that this year, before you run in to all your goals and plans, there's more to it. God called you first to love you and make you right. And that's an ongoing thing. It's not like you have to wait until you're perfect to start. No, but just get our priorities right. That's first. All the things we plan to do, the skills and abilities we've got, and the passions, they're second. The person is first, and your person is the most important thing. So that's what I wanted to share. I hope that blessed you. Hope you share it with somebody else, especially if you see them going down that road and you want to pull them back and say, whoa, ease back a second, dress back, pump the brakes, stop. Remember, we do things, things don't do us. So strength, the power, the creativity, the beauty behind all the things that we often cherish or admire in others came from the person, and the person was from who? You know what I'm gonna say. So I hope that helps. Get them right, you'll have a much better year. Things might not go right, things might go wrong, plans you set down might not happen, but if you're growing in your person, trust me, you are successful. You are getting where you need to go, and you will be able to go again. This is James, helping you to be all you can be by all that God is. Remember to subscribe if you like the video. Share it with others. Really, guys, just walk worthy of your calling. Ephesians, which is a book in the Bible, tells us to walk worthy of our calling. And for Christians, for believers, our calling is to be loved and be one with God and share the good news of that, which is the gospel. It's a high thing to walk worthy of, and everything else needs to line up with that. Gifts, talents, passion, skills, and all of it. But that is talking about our person, because no matter what we do and how good we do it, you ain't right. People know that, and it tastes that. It discredits and it puts a nasty taste in what you do. So, a little addition. I'm done now. Pray you enjoyed this. I'll speak to you on another episode of the videos at The Way. So be blessed. Have a great season this year. Take it to the rest of your life, and I'm sure, yeah, you won't fail. God's best to you. This is James signing off at The Way. Take care.
No gimmicks. No pretense. Back to basics. God. People. You. Find your way.